The government's Healthy Homes Initiative is being credited with improving vulnerable people's health, but those providing support says many whānau are still suffering in cold, damp houses. The programme run by Health New Zealand arranges for health and sustainability organisations to assess the homes of low-income families and provide improvements like new curtains, insulation and draft stoppers. It's helped over 140,000 people in 11 regions to date and will expand to cover the whole country by the end of the year. The Sustainability Trust, a Wellington-based charity providing those improvements to thousands of homes. Its chief executive is Georgie Ferrari. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
So is this programme making a significant difference?
Yeah, we really think it is. I think it's a great example of a preventative or early intervention public health initiative. We often see the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, and this is a program that looks to get in early and stop things before they get worse, and looking at the structural issues of why things are getting worse.
What are some of the worst examples you've seen?
We've seen mouldy bedding in rentals where families have, you know, through no fault of their own, not known that the home was cold and damp before they moved in, and have been tucking their children into bed under mouldy bedding, mattresses that are, you know, are almost rotting through the damp and the cold, and because they're on low incomes and their budgets don't stretch that far, it means that they continue, you know, they can't replace that bedding. This program allows us to buy new bedding for them and also to advocate for the home to be improved so that we stop that problem happening again.
Well, is this part of the issue, though, I suppose, that, you know, advocating for change, while it is admirable, doesn't change the fact that potentially that next lot of bedding is going to go mouldy? Because,
yes,
you know,
that's right.
This is the ultimate problem, right? That you can't necessarily put curtains in and that's going to change the situation enough.
No, so we don't want to put good in after bad without trying to address some of those other issues. And, you know, the Healthy Home Standards, which were brought in for all tenants and properties coming into effect last year, over a period of time, they have really helped us. They've given us some levers that we can pull, you know, and advocate for those tenants. It's obviously often tricky to advocate for tenants because they feel nervous about the security of their tenancy if another party comes in. But we always do it in consultation with the whānau that we're working with. And now we've got the levers of saying, well, actually, the law says that you must insulate this home, that it must not be, you know, have water ingress that's making it damp and cold for the family. So we've got some laws that will really help us now, and you know, most landlords want to do the right thing, and it's just about working with them to do that.
Tracking compliance, though, is subpar. The Chief Human Rights Commissioner stepping into this last week, saying that this is all undermining democracy and social cohesion. How much of an issue is this that you will face, if not pushback from people, but just inertia that people don't get around to change?
Look, we're seeing that there is a long tail of landlords that don't want to do this kind of work. But the large majority have got on board with it. I mean, obviously, the biggest landlord in New Zealand is Kāinga Ora, and they've got an extension on the Healthy Home Standards. So they're working towards them now, and a lot of the clients we see are in Kāinga Ora homes. So, you know, we work across the board from private landlords right through. So, you know, it's slow and hard work, but we're absolutely committed to improving the quality of homes and the health of New Zealanders.
Is there a compounding problem at the moment that you're facing where you can do all the right things, you can put the insulation and the draft stoppers and the new curtains in, and that's great, but the cost of living, does that mean that people can actually turn the heater on?
Yeah, it's another really good question. And, you know, often we go into these homes and they've bought really cheap heating appliances because that's all they can afford. We call them vampire appliances. They just suck the electricity and they don't provide the adequate heating. Our home performance assessors, who are fully qualified, can, you know, measure the room's volume and work out what kind of heater they need, what kilowatt heater they need. if we can get those other measures in place to make the room or the rooms warm and dry, insulated, and you know, curtains up, then we can put in heaters that are far more efficient and not costing them so much, and they may actually not have to use so much electricity to heat a room. But yes, so, cost of living is impacting our Healthy Homes Initiative clients every day.
And having should that be a tweak to the standards then, that there should be the right kind of heating also installed?
Yes, well, I mean, even a tweak to the standards where landlords are absolutely required by law to provide curtains would be a really great start. So it's not law at the moment that a rental property needs to provide curtains. We hoped that would get into the last set of Healthy Home Standards. We know they're being reviewed in the coming 12 months or so, and we really hope that's a standard that gets included. Mm. But yes, at the moment, you have to have a heat pump for a certain volume of room. If the room is a certain size, you have to have a heat pump. That's a very efficient, or a wood burner. You've got to have an efficient means of heating, which is great. But there are a lot of loopholes in the standards as well. You can get exemptions. Mm. There's a whole range of things that people can use if they don't really want to be responsible landlords.